to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Senate has no more important task than making sure the United States continues to pay our bills for pre-existing obligations like Social Security. And because of that, we're going to stay in session every day, including Saturdays and Sundays, until Congress passes legislation that prevents the United States from defaulting on obligations.
Or else what? Well, the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, announcing that the Senate will stay in session day in, day out. There's a song there somewhere. Until a deal is reached on the debt ceiling, the debt problems, the budget. That's where we get started in another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focused on the hot issues in talk. Here, House Speaker John Boehner releases a video on YouTube about the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act, taking the president to task for declaring that he would veto it even before it was sorted out and went to a vote.
This legislation ensures future spending restraints are set in stone, cuts government spending, and puts our country on a path toward fiscal stability while making the necessary debt limit increase. Unfortunately, the president has said that he will veto this bill. It's disappointing the White House would reject this common sense plan to rein in the debt and deficits that are hurting job creation in America. And while American families have to set priorities and balance their books, this White House obviously isn't serious about making the same tough choices. So this week, the House will pass a plan that addresses our debt and spending while taking action on the debt ceiling. And while the House once again acts responsibly, the administration still won't present a plan or even say what cuts it's willing to make to end Washington's spending binge and the economic uncertainty that it's creating. This unfortunate veto threat should make clear that the issue is not congressional inaction, but rather the president's unwillingness to cut spending and restrain the future growth of our government. If we're going to raise the debt limit and avoid default, the White House must be willing to demonstrate more courage than what we've seen to date.
Ah, there's a fellow. It doesn't. He's not a genius, Boehner, but he's hit the message there. The president is the loser, and so is anybody. Says, don't you always love thinking back to when your parents, or maybe you've done this as a parent, the sort of because I said so. That's the defense. Why? Because I said so. What does that mean? Nothing. The president is a loser here. The Cut, Cap, and Balance Act, for my money, is a pretty intelligent way of trying to deal with all this. So anyway, back and forth we go. 800-510-8255. We'll squeeze in a few of your calls during this hour. Important calls about important discussions and debate. Is there anything new here? Yeah, the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act is fairly new. Here's host Kevin Wall talking to Congressman Henry Cueler of Texas just before the House vote, and the congressman explains why he was not going to vote for Cut, Cap, and Balance.
How are you going to vote on Cut, Cap, and Balance?
I'm voting no, and let me tell you why. I voted to do cuts already, and I want to do some cuts, but this particular bill, there's a couple of problems with it. First of all, they did not take any amendments, no committee hearing, nothing, no input, no bipartisan approach. And as you know, the Senate's not going to take this. In fact, there's a bipartisan group of senators that are already talking about a proposal that I think we need to look at. This one talks about a balanced budget amendment. It doesn't even have a balanced budget amendment. I follow a balanced budget amendment. Here in this particular one, they say that we should have a balanced budget amendment, but there's not even a balanced budget amendment in there itself. All of this has to do with the debt ceiling. And I think we just need to sit down and try to work this out instead of waiting to the last minute.
You filed a balanced budget amendment. My question is, how would your balanced budget amendment differ from what they want to put into the Constitution in this bill?
It follows pretty much what President Clinton and Newt Gingrich did in the 1990s, where they had a balanced budget amendment that doesn't make it very extreme the way this does it. Now, one of the things I do have there that's different from this, that I do protect Social Security. Now, It doesn't mean that we don't have to make changes. We do have to make some changes, but why can we not do the balanced budget amendment, which is pretty much what I have, what they did in the 1990s, where it failed by only one vote, one vote. In fact, today at the Blue Dog meetings in the next 20 minutes, Representative Goodlatte, who is the one that I co-sponsor legislation with, is coming to talk to us to see if we could reach an agreement on a balanced budget amendment, and that's the way we ought to do it, getting Democrats and Republicans to sit down and talk to each other.
Oh, my golly. Can you imagine that concept? 800-510-8255. The president seized on the reemergence of this bipartisan budget plan in the Senate to invigorate his push for a big debt reduction deal. But how did it get to this point in the first place? These guys don't think about what they're voting on. They just keep spending. And, oh, all of a sudden somebody wakes up one day and says, wow, look at all that stuff we're spending. The gang of six senators want to reduce deficits by $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Remember, this is not money that's already being spent. This is how cynical this is. These are proposals to increase spending, not what is being spent, but proposals to increase the spending. So we won't spend $4 trillion more. We'll keep spending what we're spending now. Isn't that cynical? And that isn't really addressed unless somebody digs around and sees how all of these plans work. 800-510-8255. We'll visit our Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha in a moment here on the Countdown.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you on the same page as your spouse when it comes to planning for retirement? Most couples are not. A recent study by Fidelity Investments showed that husbands and wives often have very different plans and expectations about the future, from when and where they'll retire to how they'll finance their lifestyle. Chris McDermott, Senior Vice President at Fidelity.
Fidelity's research found that less than half of couples handle retirement investment decisions jointly. Even more concerning is that only 17% say they are completely confident that their spouse is prepared to assume sole responsibility of their finances if necessary. To improve their retirement readiness, couples must take the time to have honest, meaningful discussions about their retirement goals and priorities, either on their own or with an investment professional.
For more information, including a 10-step checklist to help couples get better prepared for retirement, visit fidelity.com/couplesviewpoint. I'm Molly McKinney. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255. As we discuss the budget situation, the debt ceiling, Republicans have enjoyed enormous advantages. Opinion polls show that voters are eager to reduce the federal debt, to reduce federal spending, to reduce the government in its size, and they're not satisfied even with the way the spending cuts have been put forth. That is not enough. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talks to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa about the Senate's promise or need to stay in session, as Harry Reid suggested a few moments ago.
The Senate's not going to close down this session until we get the debt talks resolved. What's the latest, Senator?
Well, the latest is yesterday that they announced that we'd have to be in session on Saturdays and Sundays and right straight through until we get it resolved, and I think that's a good decision. If you're asking me about where are we on the substance of it,
yeah,
you know, there's about four Democrats and four Republicans that are debating, and sometimes I get the feeling that the only one involved in negotiating is maybe Boehner and the president. But regardless, there are at most four Republicans and four Democrats trying to work this out, and until they produce a product, and I can't give you any update. And I think that they may be keeping their negotiations fairly confidential because they're politically sensitive, and there's votes on a balanced budget amendment and a hard cap in the House of Representatives, and some of that is to show support for that to put pressure on more cutting.
Yeah, cut, cap, and balance is the plan from the House. What do you think about that plan?
Well, I'm a co-sponsor of it in the Senate, so that kind of tells you where I'm coming from. Let's break it down.
All right.
Dramatic reductions in expenditures. We got to preempt this 22% increase in the $830 billion stimulus that didn't work. So that basically puts you back to the 2008 level of expenditures. That's what the cutting is. But it doesn't go as far as it probably should, but there has to be changes made in entitlements because that's 42% of the budget, so 42% of the budget can't be untouched. No specific direction I can give you there.
Mm-hmm.
And then some savings on defense, which is about 19 or 20% of the budget. And then the cap means that we're going to put a hard cap on expenditures so that if that hard cap is exceeded by any Congress or maybe beyond expectation, just because sometimes things cost more than you anticipate at the beginning of a fiscal year, if you go over that cap, there's automatic reductions across the board. So that's what the cut and the cap stand for. The balance is a balanced budget, but also includes a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget. There's 46 states. Somebody told me there's 49 states out of 50 that have balanced budget requirements in their state constitution. We have it in Iowa. It works. We ought to have it at the federal level. And I think before the week's out, we're going to have a vote on that in the United States Senate. And there are 47 Republicans are committed to vote for it, but we got to pick up 20 Democrats. We'll pick up a few Democrats, but I doubt if we're going to pick up 67 to get the two-thirds vote necessary to send it to the state.
All right. So there's Chuck Grassley spelling it out. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The president seemed eager to move to the center earlier on, made a lot of promises, but none of them were in writing, so kind of slippery there. Boehner and everybody else thought that the proposals were serious. Apparently, they are not. But I'm going to veto the bill that does what I agreed to do. There you go. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving ahead with our discussion here on the countdown of the budget and the debt ceiling. Who's promised what? Who do you believe? $3 trillion, $4 trillion, $5 trillion? What difference does it make? It's all proposed spending, not cutting what is currently being spent. So how do you fix the problem? Here's radio host Tony Cruz with Jill Schlesinger from CBS about the politics behind all these talks.
We could have been working on this forever.
Right.
And ever. And
so isn't it sort of maddening?
It is.
That that politicians on both sides are now using this as real political theater. And I understand, you know, I talked to some guys on Wall Street who said to me, we put calls in to our friends in Washington, let them know that if they let us breach the debt ceiling, there will be no money for them to have from Wall Street. Wall Street's a very big underwriter of politics, right?
Mm.
And they said this: if this thing goes south,
all right,
people are going to pay the price.
Connect the dots for me with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why so?
If we breach the debt ceiling, it could be a real catastrophe for financial markets. And I don't. I know that we banter around like catastrophe. That it's a big deal. In the same way, it could be a big deal when people say, "Well, why is it such a big deal that one company, this company called Lehman Brothers, that they go broke? Why should we care that this one company goes broke?" Well, we don't care that one company goes broke. We care of the chain reaction that it creates across the globe and what it would do. So let me give you a good idea that if we did not get a debt ceiling deal together, we probably could, you know, you could wake up one morning and be like, wow, the market's down 1,000 points. You could wake up and say, wow, there is no more credit. Wow, my money market is frozen up. Wow, I'm a small business. I can't get my day-to-day lending. I can't make payroll. We're back where we were in a frozen system. And we're there at a time when the economy is already fragile. So this is not meant to, like, freak you out. It's just like that's what's going to happen if we don't get this mess figured out, which is why they're going to get it figured out.
End of story.
They're going to get it figured out because nobody wants to. There are some folks who say, let's just see what happens. Let's call the bluff.
Right.
That I think that that's a very dangerous situation because we don't know what has happened in the past. There has never been a time where we breached the debt ceiling.
I see.
And so why are we going to undertake that grand experiment?
Good question. Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right, let's wrap this up with a listen to Steve Scott talking to Jennifer Epstein from Politico.com about doing away with the debt ceiling.
This comes from Moody's. What exactly are they suggesting?
Well, they're basically saying that the debt ceiling hasn't really been a ceiling, that it's been raised all the time, you know, whenever we approach it. So there really is no difference between having a ceiling that is systemically upped and having no ceiling at all.
You know, how important is the ceiling? It certainly hasn't stopped the U.S. from running up a big debt.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that Congress right now and the president are prevented from going past that the current level. And, you know, the hope was that it could be, the debt ceiling could be increased to $14.3 trillion and that would get through a couple of years of spending, and hopefully deficit reduction would make it so that they never had to raise the debt ceiling again. But we all know that there's, you know, likely to be continually more spending. But the idea behind it was basically, you know, just get rid of any restrictions and just kind of create this certain system going forward.
Right, we don't know if this will.
Does it seem that the Republicans are wimping out here? The latest poll suggests that Americans aren't happy with the way the Republicans are handling the situation. That is, that they said they were going to be tough, and then they aren't being tough. That's the reality. Tough or not tough, they aren't tough enough, say many of you. So the conversation continues, so much yada yada, so much blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, we're going to move on to something that's sort of new. The News Corporation situation Rupert Murdoch is in. That discussion up next on The Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wednesdays is Half Price Games Day at Dave and Buster's. All day, every Wednesday is Half Price Games. You get half off every one of Dave and Buster's amazing games, like Super Trivia and Spin and Win. And you can win tons of tickets to redeem for cool prizes. Half Price Games Wednesdays all summer long, only at Dave and Buster's. May not be combined with any other offers. Offer is available for a limited time only.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage math, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Up next on the docket here is a discussion of what's going on at News Corporation. How many people have gotten the idea here? We have the president of News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch, testifying before the parliament. And here's Bill Handel on his radio program talking about the scandal and Murdoch's appearance before parliament.
They're discussing the company's role in that phone hacking of murder victims, of members of the royal family, of governmental employees, all of it. And it looks like it has gone back for years and years and years, and the executives are up to their eyeballs in this thing. And also involved are members of the police department. You've got head of Scotland Yard resigning. You've got his deputy resigning. The reporter that blew the whistle on this whole situation originally is now dead. Although the cops are saying the two are not necessarily connected. So here are some of the questions that are going to be asked. Settlements to the victims of phone hacking by the Sunday tabloid News of the World, why and were they authorized by James Murdoch? Because it turns out Murdoch approved of at least $3.2 million to settle some of those privacy cases filed by hacking victims. And the question is, were these settlements designed to conceal wrongdoing of the News of the World tabloid, News Corp? Or were they merely, or not so much merely, but incidentally part of it, gee, we're sorry, we did something wrong, here's a settlement, as opposed to, shut up about it. Don't tell anybody we're doing this. So you've got death and high-profile arrests and resignations and political intrigue and lawsuits and the unmantling, probably, of this global media organization. Obviously, in England, it has just gripped the country. They're thinking of nothing but. And we even talk about Prime Minister David Cameron's judgment, because Cameron is involved in all of this, not necessarily in terms of any wrongdoing or knowledge, but half of the people that worked for Cameron used to work for News Corp. I mean, this is one incestuous connection between government, the government at this point, David Cameron's government, and News Corp. So you've got a situation where Murdoch, who owns a whole lot of the country's largest newspapers, is being accused of all kinds of wrongdoing, especially the privacy issue of hacking. I mean, hacking into the royal family, hacking into Gordon Brown's son. His child was in the hospital with a serious disease, and all of a sudden that is released, and these are medical records that are released. The accusation is news of the world. Hack the phones of 4,000 people. Stars, crime victims, government people. Just crazy. And they're doing it, or they did do it, all with the encouragement of top editors at the paper and aided by some of the folks in the police force. Why do they do this? To get the juicy stories.
Okay, so what's your read on this? I'm beginning to think that Rupert Murdoch may have seen his better days in terms of running this company. Too much power, too much control, too much arrogance, too much money, too much concentration of media in the hands of one person. There's a committee in the parliament in England criticizing the company's attempts to deliberately thwart investigations. And the police are now, there's a catalog of failures because the police apparently have been bought off. And that's one of the things that has stirred this the way it is. So now, is it appropriate for the News Corporation to be investigated in America? Their most, the biggest and most profitable face in our country is Fox News, the Fox News Channel, where they make billions of dollars, apparently. That whole scenario, if in fact they use the same techniques or have the same attitude, and you watch it and you like it, what does that say about you? 800-510-8255. You can say, nah, that's not the way they do things here. You're kidding yourself. It's always from the top down. These people know what's going on. It may be that the sons, there seems to be an argument between the two Murdoch sons, but how much is his current wife involved in all of this? This is very much a family business. They control 34% of the stock, and they have run it, obviously, in a way that tells you how they think, because it doesn't happen. Companies like this don't get run if the people at the top don't sanction the way things are being held, or being not just the ownership of how things go, but how operations go. 800-510-8255. Here are radio hosts Leslie Grosch and Blake Butler talking about Murdoch and whether the scandal may have impact on the way we, or you, look at Fox News.
Now we're finding that a lot of his power came not from his ability to hire the best journalists and produce the very best stories, but his ability through his minions and through his own actions to twist the arms of people in power, to intimidate people in power, and to get information in ways that is considered patently illegal. And people are dropping like flies, and I mean that literally. A whistleblower, a News Corp whistleblower, was found dead. Overnight in the UK, Rebecca Brooks tendered her resignation and then was arrested. Heads of the police in Britain are resigning over the scandals and may, who knows, be implicated in what Rupert Murdoch has done. It's also been alleged that Rupert Murdoch has like a bunker here in the United States.
A bunker?
That's used to spy, essentially, on his enemies. And that he has been alleged to discover things about people that were absolutely private, and the only means he could have discovered was by tapping into their phones right here in the United States. Now, News Corp is an American corporation. It's based in New York, and so the acts that they're committing in the UK fall under U.S. jurisdiction. United States companies are not allowed to break the law in other countries where they do business, not allowed to bribe officials, for example, which is one of the things that has been alleged that News Corp is doing. So what I'm asking is, will this finally be the death knell in Fox News overall credibility here in the United States, and will that extend to the Wall Street Journal? which is owned by News Corp. Will that extend to their subsidiaries? They've got papers and television stations nationwide. Will people finally say, wait a second, this is wrong? Maybe I agree with them ideologically. Maybe I think I agree with them ideologically, but what they're doing is wrong.
Somehow or other, he got waivered in New York on multiple ownership of mediums, you know, newspaper, mm-hmm. television. And not in any other market in the country does he have that, but he did get it in New York, and I don't know how that happened.
He's dug in. He's embedded with so many people. We were talking about it on the break. It's unbelievable. I mean, everybody's saying his reputation is hurt, but just to add to what you're saying, when he gave that interview to the Wall Street Journal, Leslie, he said, we're handling the crisis extremely well. We've just made minor mistakes.
He owns the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, I know that. He's apologizing across the board, but you would think he would have some sort of heartfelt apology in his own paper, but that's not the case. He's still downplaying it with all those readers of the Wall
Street
Journal.
It's like that apology where you say, I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings, but... you know what I'm saying? Like, not, I'm sorry I said it, I did the wrong thing, but sorry that I got caught.
Yeah. All right. Where's your head on all of this? 800-510-8255. I am interested in really getting to the root of this from some of you. Craig's in Wickiwachee, Florida on the countdown. Craig, hi.
Hey, Doug. You know, to me what's getting lost in this whole thing is this gentleman, the whistleblower, Sean Hoare, who ended up dying mysteriously, but they say there's nothing suspicious about it. But the guy was alive when the police showed up, the very police that were being investigated, and then they end up dying, and nobody seems to be talking about it. And I find that to be a red flag in itself.
Well, I think that these people are capable of just about anything, Craig, and that's being proven or shown every day. There's something new that comes out that you shake your head about or wonder or take a gasp. My God, is this much information being leaked? Are they finding it? Are they that corrupt? And the answer is yes. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. They are as corrupt as the day is long. And if you think the British are pretty good at this sort of thing, they're really now focused on it. Should we be focused on it here? Are there, as the suggestion there in that story, bunkers and people doing work? You think Roger Ailes, that runs Fox, he was a political operative. That's where he came from. And so all of these things that are part of what you think, it's almost predictable. It's almost like one of those tragedies, the plays. Remember those things that you studied in school and how this stuff plays out? I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Too much power, too much control, too much arrogance, too much money. All of it spells trouble. 800-510-8255. Misleading the committee is what's going to get them in trouble. You know how people like Roger Clemens was accused that they can't get you on what you did wrong, but if you don't tell the truth, they get you on the lies. That's what's going on here at the moment anyway. More coming up in a moment on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Nature's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-9-NATREN. 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
New research shows that brain injury may more than double the risk of dementia in older veterans. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Two other studies show that some athletes who have suffered concussions are at higher risk for a mild cognitive impairment that may lead to Alzheimer's. The findings were released this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Dr. Bill Thies, Chief Medical and Scientific Officer at the Alzheimer's Association, says the research also offers useful information for controlling risk.
These new findings are important because head injury is very common. Head injuries in combat and sports may be hard to avoid, but we all can reduce the risk of brain injury or maybe our risk of Alzheimer's disease by wearing helmets, using seatbelts, and by fall-proofing our homes. Taking steps to live a brain-healthy lifestyle will always be important, even as researchers work to discover better methods for early detection and more effective treatments.
For more information on Alzheimer's, visit the Alzheimer's Association at alz.org.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 800-510-8255. This is a sticky question that I would ask of those who listen here in America to the Fox, the newscasts that have become very popular, fair and balanced. Do you think they really are? Now, does this whole thing come under scrutiny? Does the way these people do business affect whether you think they are a credible source? Do you really think they're fair and balanced? As you listen to Fox News, do you smirk a little when you watch Fox and Friends? I think, well, I've always been a fan of Gretchen Carlson's, but what really goes on there? Is it really news? Yeah, that's the thing. The word news is a corruptible word. Here's Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire talking about whether Murdoch had any idea of what was going on.
This sounds like a company that had no accountability from top to bottom, and it sounds like at the top, the last thing they were concerned about was how do you get the story, what's going on beneath, just get it done. That's exactly where this is all leading to, which is what most of us who were fairly casting a skeptical eye at News Corporation values, if in fact they've had any, over the years. That's what this is sounding like.
But to be fair about this, and I'm certainly not a fan, but if you've run a print operation over the past couple of years, obviously the last 4 or 5 years have been devastating to any number of newspapers. If somebody was just coming to you at the end of a quarter and saying, well, we were able to make a profit, you'd be like, cool. I don't see how you're doing it, and I really don't care how you're killing the cow, but I love the steak. I mean, that's kind of what CEOs do. Now, not that it's going to come back. It's going to come back and bite you in the butt at some point. What this really illustrates to me is it does not matter what the company is. You may think that some of these corporations are the most together things in the world, man. They've got everything buttoned down. The CEOs are on point. They've got everything controlled. I bet you if you looked into a lot of operations, you'd find a lot of malfeasance, cutting corners, et cetera, et cetera.
Two words, undercover boss.
Oh, yeah.
On every one of those shows, every week, it becomes real clear, not that the CEOs who have to do everybody else's job are stupid or completely out of touch with the company, but what goes on beneath them is way beyond their purview. It's way beyond their ability to understand. And you know, if you're the guy that runs, they have the guy on who runs NCL cruises.
You get the essence of the the underlying theory here about Murdoch, right?
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, this is getting juicier and juicier and better and better. The more you listen, the more you're intrigued by all of this stuff. And this isn't the news media out to get Rupert Murdoch, although he certainly has had his time taking down or trying to take down people who didn't agree with him. He's a bully, and he's always been a bully, and you can see that. Let's listen to an outtake from The View where the ladies talk about this scandal and the testifying. But it's just, they always have a great point of view. They get to the heart of the matter and have some fun doing it. So let's see if this is consistent with that.
Testifying before the British Parliament to answer questions about the phone hacking and bribery scandal at his paper News of the World. Now, Barbara, you watching this, what was the latest?
Yeah, first of all, it was a parliamentary committee, and I have to tell you that unlike this country, if you testify before Congress, he is not under oath, but one assumes that he and his son James were
telling the truth. Sitting with them either.
I guess so. His lawyer was behind him.
Was behind him.
And you know who one of his lawyers is now? Is Joel Klein, who was our Chancellor of Schools.
Chancellor, right.
Okay. I it came to Rupert originally because they were going to have a whole educational project. Fine. I was very touched watching Rupert Murdoch, whatever one might think. He is 80 years old. He is seeing this empire, you know, being questioned and perhaps even falling apart. He said, it's the most humbling day of my life. He said he was not responsible for what happened, that he trusted others. He wants to restore trust in this paper, The News of the World, which his son closed. But the big thing in terms of America's is that he addressed the rumors that some 9/11 victims, widows, that their phones had been hacked. And he said these claims are not true, that all the mistakes that were made took place in the United Kingdom.
How did he know?
He doesn't know. He said he doesn't know anything. Exactly.
How can he say that's not true?
By now they have checked. I mean, in the beginning, you know, and they asked, you know, how often did you talk to your editors? You know, he has an enormous empire.
You know,
it's not
the fish stinks from the head.
Newspapers.
He was in charge.
Well, But that's why he. But that's why
he woke up after that.
But that's
picture.
Why he's testifying now. Right that's there. Why he said. That's why he says it's the most humbling day of his life. You know, he wasn't charged. It is his paper. It is his son's.
He was never aware. This has been going on for a long time. It had never come to him any of these allegations.
Yeah. This is what he said about his employees. Yeah, he actually covered his employees, which is interesting because sometimes when this happens, someone ends up getting thrown under the bus. You know,
well, he's been thrown under. The
yeah,
bus.
Well, yeah. He said I employ. Well, I guess they're not included in this stat. 53,000 people around the world who are proud, ethical, distinguished people.
Well, two of his people, without spending all of this time on it, but one man who had been the head of the Wall Street Journal and had been with Rupert for something like, I don't know, 35 or 52 years.
Right.
And a woman, Rebecca Brooks, who was he was very close to, has been arrested. So,
right.
I mean, this is a...
And it's
possible that something could happen to his son, James. So, anyway, we have not heard the end of it, but
the first whistleblower is dead.
He's dead,
well,
by the way.
But that hasn't...
They're not leaving it necessarily...
FBI, CSI, kind of stuff right there.
All right, so they're back and forth. I suspect that's how you and many other people feel about this. Here's talk host Doug McKelvin and Debbie Monterey talking to Larry Magid from CBS about how easy it is to hack.
Obviously, it was done. Is it easy to do that?
It's a lot easier than you might think it is. You don't have to have a background in the technology of hacking like you might if you wanted to hack into somebody's computer network. It can be as easy as calling the person's phone and punching in the phone company's default code. So when you get a phone and you set up a voicemail system, they typically give you a code by default. It could be 000 or 1234. It's some easy-to-remember number, and the intention is that you're going to change that number with something that's secret. A lot of people don't. So all they really have to do is call in. Maybe they'll make the phone busy by calling in from one number and calling it back from another and just punching in the code. So that's one way. Another way that's also pretty easy is to use a service to spoof your number. So another situation that my phone company offers is that I can, if I want to, avoid having to type in the code. I can configure it so that if I call from my own phone, it'll assume that it's me because I'm calling from my phone. After all, who has my phone besides me? Well, there are services you can use that spoof your number so that the phone thinks it's calling from itself. It's simply spoofing the caller ID. So if I were to use one of those services and call my phone from anywhere in the world, again, it would think it was me. So those are two examples. And the final one is social engineering. You call up the phone company. You claim to be the subscriber. You give them whatever information they require to identify yourself to you, and they give you the number, or they change the number. You say you lost your code, and they change it for you.
Wow. You know, as you're saying this, I think most of us, you know, will have cell phones and we don't really know the ins and outs of them. We just know how to do what we need to do.
Yeah. All right. Lots of meaty conversation here. This thing is not going to go away. We'll have more of it, I'm sure, later this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.